gotta go up a notch.
Bank of Cardiff's Jeremiah.
Hey, how you doing, Jeremiah?
Good, how are you?
Hello? I'm good.
Hello?
I'm good. Yeah. I was just calling checking on this. I got this letter in the mail from you guys.
Yeah, right. Can I start off with that 16-digit code that you have there?
251110100363279.
3279. Okay, give me 1 minute. Let me pull it up here. How's your day going?
Oh, everything's going good, man.
Good, good. All right. Let's see here. 241. All right, so I have the business as George Louis Fashions, LLC?
Yes.
Okay. And what's your name?
My name's George.
George, okay. George. And George, this number that you're calling me on, is that a good number to call you back just in case we get disconnected?
Yes.
Okay. Cool. Let me put that in there. And George, I have your address as 18296 West 10 Mile Road.
Yes, that's it.
Okay. 48075 zip code?
Yes, sir.
Perfect. George, why don't you tell me a little bit about what you're looking for, and I'll see if I can kind of point you in the right direction.
Well, you know, I got this letter about a small business loan or whatever up to working capital up to $250,000, whatever the case may be. But I was, you know, and also two equipment loans and things of that nature. So what we do here at this location, we have multiple locations. We have two locations, and what we do here, we also have a retail boutique inside of my store, which is two stores in one. And then also, too, we do custom T-shirts as well, too, you know. So I sell from watches, suits, shoes, custom clothes, and also, too, we do printing as well, too. So
do you have a website?
Right. It's actually being reconstructed right now. It's under construction right now.
Okay.
So that'll be up. That, matter of fact, that should be up Monday.
Okay.
Monday it should be done and finished. We've been in business for about 7 years as far as with the custom apparel, and then as far as the other clothing retail, we've been in business for about ten years. So I was calling to see, you know. Yeah, cause I get so much junk mail, and you know I get so much junk mail. I don't know what's real and what's fake.
Sure, I totally understand. Well, we are a private business bank, so we don't work with like consumers or people who want to go and get a car and finance their car or finance their home. We only work with businesses, and we do business loans. We do equipment loans. We do working capital loans. We have multiple different programs that we can help out with your business. So since you said you've been in business for 7 years, are you 100% owner of the business, George?
Yes.
Okay. And we definitely help out in that industry a lot. I would say about 20% of our business is people in the fashion industry as well. We help people get money for build-outs for their store when they open new locations, as well as for inventory and things of that nature. What did you guys do in sales last year?
Well, we didn't. What we do in sales last year? What we do in sales last year, Fanny? This is my assistant. She usually handles all that.
Okay.
You said like 42,000 in sales last year.
42,000 in sales last year?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Usually, I mean, that's the 250. It's based on your sales. And with the sales that you have with the 250, we would not be able to get you guys that approval based on your sales right now. You're looking anywhere probably up to 10 to 20 grand.
Right.
Now,
so you got to have two. So you're saying you have to have like 250,000 in sales for a year.
Well, no. To get the 250,000, you'd have to have around 2 to 2.5 million in sales.
Oh, okay.
But for equipment financing, you don't need it. So are you guys looking to finance a couple pieces of equipment?
Yeah, like we looking for like an embroidery machine.
An embroidery machine, okay. Yeah. How much does something like that cost?
It can go from like 10,000 to up to 40. But you know what I mean? You know, probably we looking probably standing like probably about the $10,000-$15,000 range.
$10,000 to $15,000 range, okay. Yeah, it's definitely something we can do to finance something like that. That type of machine, and with that particular machine, we can offer up to 5-year financing on that.
Okay.
Does that sound like something that would help you guys out and grow the business?
Yeah, that would too. But also, I think what also would grow the business, I think more would be, you know what I mean, more advertisement and I think working capital would be, I think it will help me get the machine that I need. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But what I really need is to be able to market and advertise a little bit more to let more people know where I'm at and target more of the schools and businesses of that nature. And that being the case, that will generate me the income that I need to be able to purchase the machine that, you know, such as the embroidery machine. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I totally understand. You definitely need capital. You definitely need capital to kind of get that going, you know, marketing. And it sounds like you definitely have a plan. Just our current loans are only based off of sales right now. So if you don't have the sales at this particular moment, where unfortunately we won't be able to get you any additional capital on top.
Right.
Okay. So what you can do is once you guys increase your sales to maybe like 100 to 150, you can give us a call back and see if we can help you out in getting capital. But if you want equipment financing, you don't need to have a lot of sales to get the equipment financing for.
Right. Okay. So what all that'll take? What all y'all need from us?
Well, what I'll do, I'll tell you what, I'll have one of my sales associates here give you a call and get your email and send you the application. What's a good number for them to call you on?
This number right here, the 313-721-4945 number.
4945 number. Okay. I'll have somebody call you right back, George, in about 5 minutes, and they'll gather just a little bit more info and send out the application to you.
All right. Thank you.
All right. No problem.